Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. We'll be checking in with Jerry Wyschowski, who will be at the 7-Eleven right across from the Vault 350 in about 5 minutes. But first, it must be news with Robin at 9:30.
No. I couldn't believe it.
Live.
And said my mace. I was like, no mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 news desk. Here's Robin.
Did I get some snow?
Yeah.
All right, what's in the news, Robin?
Well, first, Britney Spears must provide a single working telephone number to be called in for a drug test after her ex-husband's attorney said she has repeatedly failed to respond to calls for the court-ordered screenings. And we have audio of Superior Court Commissioner Scott Gordon attempting to get a real working phone number from Ms. Spears. B63.
All right, B63. Britney Spears' phone number should be pretty easy to do.
Miss Spears, we have asked you dozens and dozens of times to provide us with a real phone number so we can contact you about your drug tests. Now, please give us your real home phone number.
Fine, y'all. I'm trying to cooperate. I don't know why all the fuss is about. Okay, you got a pen?
Yes, I do, ma'am.
Okay, here's my number, y'all. 888-4 Top Gun.
Wait a second.
4 T O P.
Wait, Miss Spears, that's not your phone number. That's
sure
Miles L. Berman's phone number.
He knew it.
That's a good one for her
sorry,
to have.
Y'all. I totally forgot. Okay, here's my number. I'm so sorry about that. I totally spaced. Okay, you got a pen?
Yeah.
Okay, my number is 866-590-CASH.
Miss Spears, that's cash call.
This is Gary Coleman.
Oh.
Miss Spears, get us your real phone number.
Y'all, I'm so sorry. Okay, here it is. Ready? I don't know what all the fuss is about, but this is my number. It is 866-57-GO-WIN. That's 866-57-GO-WIN. And if you call now, you might get a romantic vacation to Vegas for two, y'all.
Really?
Yeah, y'all. Las Vegas is calling, y'all.
Oh, Jesus. Well, she must listen to the station more than we even know. My gosh.
All right, what else in the news, Robin?
Well, it may have seemed like an emergency at the time, but a Connecticut man is now regretting his call to 911.
I don't know.
35-year-old Brian Powlin was arrested Sunday after police said he called 911 several times and asked them to bring him beer. Here is a clip of the 911 phone call placed by Mr. Powlin to the police. 054.
Calling the cops for beer.
911 operator, how can I help you?
Dude, we need more beer over here. It's late. And,
is this an emergency, sir?
Yeah, dude. We've gone through everything.
Sir, this line is reserved for emergencies only.
Dude, we tapped the keg. We need more. We'll
okay, dude,
anything.
Dude, this is reserved for emergencies only.
Dude, we're out of beer. Don't you get it?
That's your own problem. That's not an emergency, sir.
It sure is. We only got vodka left. We can't be doing straight shots.
Well, you know, I'd come over there and do some shots with you if I wasn't working, but, you know, I'm sorry, but this line is for emergencies only.
We don't have any mixers. We'll take anything. We'll take past. We'll take 40s, whatever you got.
All right, sir. You know, Jenny, we're going to have to terminate the call.
Oh, God. All right. Don't call 911 for beer, evidently.
Yeah, well, the dispatcher sounded like he was ready to party, but, you know, he was there at work. His duties came first.
You never do that, Robin. You never call 911 for beer, huh?
No, I have a private line. If I'm ever in need of a...
All right. What else in the news, Robin?
Well, an Ozzy Osbourne fanatic had to be tasered by police at the Rockers concert.
Come on, Sharon.
It's an exclusive from Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He had to be tasered at the concert in South Dakota on Wednesday night.
I think Ozzy was tasered.
Yeah.
Somebody was tasered after refusing to curb his enthusiasm. The unnamed 16-year-old started a mosh pit at the front of the stage, and security staff were forced to move in to stop him from injuring other members of the audience. When he refused to calm down, he was tasered and removed. And here is exclusive audio from the incident at Ozzy Osbourne's concert. 055.
055. Guy out of control at an Ozzy concert.
Ozzy rolls!
mosh pit!
Sir, you are not allowed to do a mosh pit during Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Mosh pit!
Sir, please refrain.
Mosh pit!
All right, dude, that's it. You're getting taste.
There he goes.
Mom, I'm coming home, you know, that's all. I was just a performer, you know, on stage. And I thought, you know, all this is going on, man, you know, God, and there's a mosh, you know, jumping, you know. And they tasered him, you know, like, you know, sound like, fly, you know, frying the guy, you know, like with a taser, you know, man.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes? Detectives have raided Amy Winehouse's home after four men were arrested in relation to a court case involving her husband.
Oh, no.
Officers stood guard outside the singer's house after reportedly forcing the door open to gain entry. And here is exclusive audio of the raid on Ms. Winehouse's home. A47.
A47. All right. Here come the cops.
Ms. Winehouse, open the door!
No!
Ms. Winehouse, we're coming in anyway.
No, no, no.
Ms. Winehouse, is this your heroin needle?
No, no, no.
Ms. Winehouse, your husband's gone missing for about 24 hours. Have you seen him in the past 24 hours?
No, no, no.
Who the hell is this guy with you?
Got a good sense, no?
No, no, no.
All right, that's very good. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
No, that's what's happening.
Robin with the news, everybody.
Robin with the news.
All right. Is that our little buddy on line nine there? All right, Jerry Wyschowski, who's in Long Beach.
In the city.
Collecting money. Wyschowski, how are you, sir?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
All right, where are you located, man?
I'm actually, I'm on the corner of Broadway and Pine in front of the 7-Eleven.
Okay. In the city. You are in the city.
Yes.
You don't seem thrilled to be down there.
Well, you know, I mean, I effed up. I'll admit that. Oh. So, it's my repentance, I guess.
Okay, if you want to donate to Jerry's cause, he's got to collect $100 before he leaves there tonight. He's at Broadway and Pine in front of the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, it's right across from King's Fish House.
In the city of?
The city of Long Beach.
Long Beach. All right. If you're driving around the neighborhood and you want to donate to Jerry's cause, the guy lost $100 today gambling.
And again, he didn't lose it. He gambled it away.
Yeah, and it was the money that...
beat, so it wasn't, I mean...
But Jerry,
really...
Jerry, please, I'm not the one with a styrofoam cup standing at Broadway and Pine. Please.
It's actually an empty Subway cup, but
all right.
Who's
okay.
counting?
All right, and what does the sign say that's on your chest?
The sign says, it says, I robbed Tim Conway Jr.'s 7-year-old niece and now have to get the money back by begging.
Wow. Well, I think that gets to the point of the matter, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's humiliating, isn't it?
It's very, very. I am who I hate.
And describe, describe the look, Jerry, very quickly for our listeners. It's a T-shirt. I mean, I don't remember exactly what you were wearing.
Well, actually, I have a jacket on because it's a little cold out here, but I'm wearing a jacket and some, you know, dark brown pants.
Are you out of your car or are you sitting behind
yes.
the wheel?
No, I'm out of my car.
Have you gotten
I'm
any money yet?
No, I got a couple strange looks for the sign.
Well, there'd be some more
right.
of those.
All right, if you want it,
I'm gonna work it though.
If you want to donate, I'm gonna
come back, Tim.
Right, please. If you want to donate to Jerry's cause, he's on Broadway and Pine in Long Beach, and he's gonna be standing out there until at least 11 o'clock, maybe later, until he gets $100.
Yeah,
because he spent the money I gave him to buy my niece's birthday gift on gambling.
Because how profound, he has become the man he hates.
Yes. And so Broadway and Pine in Long Beach, go down there and check out Jerry Wyschowski. And he is being humiliated right now because of his terrible, terrible deeds this afternoon.
Absolutely, Tim. And I support you.
And he'll be down there until at least 11 o'clock. So if you want to go see Jerry Wyschowski, Broadway and Pine in Long Beach.
And give us a call and let us know what it looks like up close, because I can't imagine that it's a pretty look, you know, at oh, my gosh, almost 10 o'clock
that
at night.
That is not a good look down there. But all right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
You belong to the night. Living in a river of darkness. Beneath the
the show!